While we're on the topic, I have a question for Adrian, one of our guests. Peer support is very important in the basis of AfriCAID's interventions, and we've had an opportunity to learn from the young mentor mothers over the years. But can you briefly explain more on this important role?
Then, other than the kids, we also have the young mentor mothers. The young mentor mothers are now working with girls and young women who are either pregnant or breastfeeding. So for these young mentor moms, what they are doing, for somebody who's pregnant, they're actually encouraging them to go for booking, ANC booking, to make sure they've booked their pregnancy as soon as they know they are pregnant so that they can start receiving services from the clinic. They are also encouraging them to practice safe sex with their partners, irregardless of the status of that partner. They are also providing psychosocial support through counseling to the pregnant young mom, so that they know that even though they are HIV positive, they can actually deliver a negative baby, an HIV negative baby. So in pregnancy, they are actually trying to support the mother such that the baby does not contract HIV during pregnancy, and also the mother is a stable state of mind. So this is all the work of the young mentor mothers. Then they also support them to make sure that they deliver at the facility. They encourage delivery at the facility. So the young mentor moms work at the facility and in the community. So for those whom they've encouraged to come to the facility, once they come, they also assist them. At times, you know, young girls, they are shy to say, I'm pregnant, to say it actually to the facility. They're encouraging them to say, it's okay, you can come and book your pregnancy when you are pregnant. So they are like the link for the girls and the facility, trying to make sure that everything goes on smoothly. And they also encourage them to deliver the facility. And once the baby is there, they are now looking at both the mother and the baby. So for the mother, they are looking at, is the mother still adhering well to a medication while breastfeeding? Encouraging them to do that, encouraging the mother to go for the postnatal care visits with the baby, where the tests will be done for the baby, that is for early infant diagnosis. So they are encouraging the young mentor moms actually know all the dates that the young mom is supposed to come to the facility. So they will be checking with them and encouraging them, asking them if you've gone with the baby, and they are not just ending there. They are actually looking at, is the baby getting the immunizations that they're supposed to be getting? Are they being weighed as they're supposed to be? Are they being given their medication on time as they are supposed to be? And also supporting them, you know, being a young mom, there are lots of challenges that surround that. So they are also being there for them, helping them in their challenges as well. The young mentor moms have also gone through that phase. They've also gone through that program, and they've seen some of the challenges, whether to them or to some other people, so they can share some of the coping mechanisms with the young moms. So they are really trying to support the PMTCT program to make sure that that woman, that girl who is pregnant, has come to the facility, has received all the care that they are supposed to be working, and they are working closely and with support from Ministry of Health, Anti-Ministry of Health, being at the facilities, then going to the facilities, but being monitored as well by the Ministry of Health. So these are some of the services that we offer as AfriCAID Trandil.
Now, talent as a young mentor mother, one of the young mentor mothers on the ground, what challenges have you actually faced accessing services since March, when the lockdown and travel restrictions actually came into place?
Kubvira muna March pakatanga lockdown, taisangana nematambudziko ekushaiwa transport yekubvisa pamba kuendesa kuchipatara kunotora mushonga nekuzosangana nema roadblocks. Nekuti waiti ukasvika pa roadblock unenge wakutobvunzwa kunzi uri kuenda kupi. Ukati uri kuenda kana kuti uchipatara unotosvika pakubudisa bhuku woverenga, vaakutoona kuti uda unotora mushonga. Zviri zvezvinhu zvaunongosuruda uziva kuti kana kuti umwe munhu aziva kuti uri kunotora mushonga.
Adrian, what has been done to ensure that pregnant and lactating adolescent girls have actually, and young women actually, have access to services during lockdown, like what's been happening during the month since lockdown actually began?
So during lockdown, services to the young moms didn't stop. It continued, and it was now virtual. So you find that for the young moms, they were now being contacted through the phones by the young mentor moms. So it would either be sending an SMS, a WhatsApp, or calling them. So their support continued over the phone, their friendship continued over the phone. And also for their support group sessions, they also continued through e-support group sessions, which could be conducted also on WhatsApp groups. So their support group sessions also continued on WhatsApp. And in these e-support group sessions, we also had the healthcare workers being part of the support group sessions. So they would also help to facilitate some of the topics and to clarify some of the issues that were being raised. So during lockdown, the services continued. Then for some of the young moms, they were not so sure, should I go to the facility? Is it open? Will my baby get saved? Will I get saved? So the young moms, the young mentor moms were there to support them virtually again through the phone, to tell them you can go to the facility and you'll get your services. For facilities that were closed, the young mentor moms would actually tell them those that were open at that time, and they will go to their nearest facilities. And there were also some sites where they would come with outreach. So the young mentor moms would tell them, on this particular day, there's an outreach, so please go with your baby and collect your medications. So services continued despite the lockdown. Services continued to be offered to the young moms.
Now, Talent, back to you. Are there any successes you'd like to share of what's been happening from the program?
Kuburikidza neprogramu yePMTCT, ndakakwanisa kubetserawo ana mai vechidiki 20. Vamwe vacho vainge vakazvitakura, vamwe vaiyamwisa. Vakanga vakazvitakura vakakwanisa kubereka vana vavo vari HIV negative, uye vaiyamwisa vakakwanisa kusvika pakurumura vana vavo vachizotestwa vachiwanikwa vari HIV negative. Uye vamwe ana amai vandakatanga kushanda navo vainge vaine maviral load ainge akakwira, asi kuburikidza nekushanda navo nekuvabetsera nekuvaudza zvakakoshera kunwa mushonga yavo, maviral load yavo yakakwanisa kudzikira.
Okay, Auntie Adrian, just before we sign off, I know that right now there are a lot of pregnant and lactating adolescent girls and young women, and of course, young dads listening in tonight. Are there any last words that you'd like to give out there and share?
So my last words of advice to the young moms, to the adolescent girls, to the young women who are listening right now, is PMTCT really works. PMTCT inoshanda and inobatsira. Kana waunoti waane pamuviri, please go and register your pregnancy as soon as you can. As soon as you know kuti ndinenge ndatone pamuviri, go to the health facility and register. Then continue taking your medication as usual kana waane pamuviri. Adherence is very key kana waane pamuviri. Always practice safe sex. Always use protection, despite kuti ma partners ako unoaziva ane status ipi. Iwewe always use safe sex, always, in order to protect your baby. And to the young dads also listening, I'd like to say, zvakakosha kuti tisapotani, sema young couples, when there's a pregnancy. So psychosocial support is quite key. kana pane pregnancy. So ngati supportane, ngati kurudzirane, zvatinenge tichiudzwa kufacility zvekuti tiite for PMTCT. We are told madetse kuuya, but ninge tichiri tanyoresa, tichiri kuenda kunotariswa. Let's keep those dates, let's keep taking our medications. Kana tabatsirwa mwana, pane zvizhinji zvatinozoudzwa kunzi tiite, mishonga yatinozoudzwa kunzi tinwe. Ngatirambe tichiita nemazvo, tichibata nguva. Tikangodaro chete, PMTCT has really proved to work. Tinokwanisa kutoti couple vese vari HIV positive, but vaita mwanari HIV negative. It is very possible with PMTCT, but chainongoda chete kuti titevedzere zvatinenge taudzwa. So PMTCT inoshanda for all of us. Thank you.
A big thank you to all of our guests. Thank you so much. And just to add on to what our guests were saying, COVID may have affected the services available for PMTCT. However, facilities have remained open, and we encourage pregnant and lactating adolescent girls and young women to continue seeking PMTCT services at your nearest health center. Providing pregnant women with ARVs, testing of exposed babies, and the initiation onto the ART for those testing positive continued during lockdown, ensuring that there was access to health services. And in September 2020, the World Health Organization published findings that continue to highlight the importance of prevention of COVID-19, that having pre-existing health conditions such as diabetes or high blood pressure puts you at greater risk whether or not you're pregnant. And those findings underline the need for pregnant women and recently pregnant women to take all precautions to avoid the COVID-19 disease, in particular if they have mentioned underlying conditions. Now, if you did not know, you know that it is possible for a parent or parents who are living with HIV to give birth to a baby who is HIV negative. This has been made possible through PMTCT, which has prevented so many babies from acquiring HIV in the womb during birth and breastfeeding. That's some knowledge coming at you. I just learned some stuff today. This is absolutely fantastic. This is a platform for young people and the rest of the community to learn more about HIV-related health information. And we'll see you next week, Saturday, for another informative session on the Zandiri Radio Show on ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. And if you have questions, please SMS the word Zandiri to 33500 for assistance, or visit africaid-zandiri.org. That's www.africaid-zandiri.org to learn more about the work being done by CATS and AfriCAID within the communities that they serve. A big thank you to the team, and of course a very big thank you to you for listening in. Keep it locked on to ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. My name is Captain Awesome, and we will see you next week. Oh, of course, I'm so sorry. I'm just staring at my cameraman. And of course, a very, very big thank you to everybody live streaming. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to share every time you're tuning in, and make sure that your community listens in each and every Saturday. Peace. I'm out.
The Zandiri Radio Show was proudly brought to you by AfriCAID, with support from the Ministry of Health and Childcare, PEPFAR, and USAID.